But today, our box will be open and all will be gay because it is St. Valentine's Day.
The things they put you through in elementary school.
What was that lyric? Your box is open and everyone's gay?
No, our box will be open and all will be gay.
I don't think the gays are interested in box, bro.
What Soon was the song?
It will be St. Valentine's Day when our box will be opened and all will be gay. Valentine's pretty,
oh, there's more.
Valentine's
box.
Man, awesome. The stuff that is stuck in your brain.
Oh, God.
Like, you memorized the St. Valentine's song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had to sing it every day for a week, and somehow it lodged in there and has never left. I'm insane, man.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Rosa Parks.
Gently down the stream.
The only one up here who's more insane than me is Gordon.
Well, we were swapping notes last night, Danny and I were, about the program and about Valentine's Day in particular. And I had a couple of ideas that I wanted to run by him for Valentine's Day bits. And they both involve one guy. Trey. A.K.A. Cray Trey.
He's not just any Trey.
No. He is the best of all Cray Treys.
Do you hate people that burn books?
So Cray Trey, he runs the board overnight for us.
We always are putting him up to stuff. Like, he's pranked me. He's pranked Fernando. That's where that clip was from.
Right.
Ask him if he liked people who burned books. Just essentially wasting our time with idle chit-chat, recording it.
We put him in a tuxedo as a bathroom porter. Mm-hmm. And where we loaded up the men's bathroom up here at Cumulus Central with all the things that you would find in one of those ridiculous bathrooms.
Mints, cologne, cigarettes.
And you remember the best was BTO, our buddy in sales, Brett Turner, who walks into the bathroom and he's like, "What is this?" Trey's like, "Anything you want. Anything. Cigarettes, gum, you know?" And he was like, "This is awesome."
As only BTO can.
So Trey's up for a good time. Well, I had two ideas. One of them involved going back into the bathroom as a porter again and dishing out condoms.
Yes, Valentine's Day rubbers.
Yes, and having just an assortment of them. And
Grandpa bought a rubber.
And asking them what they preferred and what they were into, but be sure and wear your condom tonight on Valentine's Day for your lover.
And maybe he could kind of predict what size they might be.
Right.
What she might be into as
exactly.
far as ribbed.
Right. Ribbed.
You ever go with rib?
Nothing weirded me out more than going to the bathroom on a long road trip with my parents and going into the gas station at a whatever and
truck
seeing
stop.
There's a rubber machine in there.
Yes, and it said ribbed on it.
For her pleasure.
For her pleasure. I'm like, I don't know what any of this means.
God, I used to love finding rubber machines when I was a kid.
You thought that was some
little
scandalous.
Did you know, though, little did you know, you would never wear them.
Right.
But you love the concept.
Yeah,
of,
I did. Because they were never around. Rubbers were not ever present then the way they are now.
Cholula.com Rangers ribs. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other idea was to have Trey mic'd up, go into our sales department, and try to give these lassies, if you will, gifts.
Yeah, and ask him to be their Valentine.
Yes.
Or his Valentine.
Right. And
but we couldn't just come up with, oh, I don't know, candy or flowers or a card. No, we had to come up with year-round gift.
Dollar store gifts.
Yes. So there's this joint over on Live Oak and Peak called Only 99 Cents. And 99% of the store, everything costs 99 cents. You do have some high dollar items.
Like, what's the highest that you saw?
$4.99.
Okay.
Yeah. But most everything is 99 cents. And it's the most weirdest off-brand crap, poorly made.
Oh,
but
God,
it's a blast.
Dude.
I love being in there. I could have walked around there for an hour just looking at junk.
I've been in that one off of, like, Mockingbird and Abrams. You know, the Dollar General
or Dollar Store or whatever.
That's when the kids were real small and they didn't even know what a toy was.
Right.
that they would just take anything. Mm-hmm. So you go there and spend like $2. So you went there.
Yes. So I went there and I filled up my basket full of crap. And if you were the cashier, just think what would have gone through your mind when you're going through my loot and ringing me up when you find the following items. Okay? Michael, you with me?
I'm with you. Totally.
All right. A plastic king's crown complete with a glamour jewelry princess set for like a little girl.
Yep.
A bag of steel wool.
Which, by the way, very functional for only 98 cents.
That's a lot of steel wool for a buck.
Who cannot use that?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a military playset, which included glasses, a knife, handcuffs, a fake gun, and
little but tiny binoculars.
Yeah, tiny binoculars. A 99-cent pregnancy test, and anti-itch cream.
99 cents, Mike, is all you need to find out if you're pregnant. If you go to the dollar store.
Yes.
But that's really reliable, too.
A pair of woman's socks, a box of cereal, and a tube of crazy glue.
And by the way, the cereal,
it's
like a mini box.
It's like enough for a bowl and a half.
But like, okay, you know when you go to the hotel
and you get the tiny ones?
Yeah, this is somewhere in the middle. It's not the regular size grocery store box, and it's not the tiny hotel one. I've never seen a cereal box that size.
Right. And then I guess the other two that didn't make the list were a 99-cent black woman's braided hair extension. And what was the last thing?
The calculator.
The scientific calculator.
And that's what it was called. Scientific calculator.
Yes, science.
This is the best kind.
For less than a dollar, dude.
All of this crap cost me like $11.
Okay.
So
you got out easy.
I did.
I had to fill the porter stand and it was like $70.
I know. Man, rubbers are not—they're not cheap.
No.
So we put Trey in the plastic king's crown, and I guess we can just start with that one as he tries to woo.
Is he wearing the crown?
He's wearing the crown.
All right.
And he's got his bag of goodies, and he is trying to get himself a Valentine.
Can I tell you your name?
Laura.
Laura. Well, Laura, you may have heard this, but I'm the king of love, and would you be my princess today? My princess tonight. No. I want to give you this, would you please accept glamour jewelry princess set? This, there's a warning label on it though, choking hazards, so be careful with that. But, if you don't accept that, if you don't, would, $10,000 change your mind? It's $10,000 right here.
What do I have to do to get the $10,000?
Well, you just have to be my Valentine tonight.
Oh. Well, I can't.
Can't?
No.
Well, then I need all that back.
My heart belongs
to So he takes it all back?
Yeah. You can barely, it's hard to hear.
Okay,
for
Trey.
For some reason, he's doing this bit wearing the Chewbacca mom mask.
He decided to try to record this with a lav mic instead of, I thought he was just using his phone.
I know.
So he plugged in a lav mic to
his... Yeah, so his jacket scraping up against the microphone.
Oh, Trey.
But you get the idea. My favorite is, so, will you be my Valentine tonight? Oh. Oh. And by the way, the $10,000 was this giant oversized money that he had stuck in his pocket, and he'd pull out like this big mafia roll of cash.
Yeah, it looked like Tony Soprano's.
Three times the size of an actual dollar. So giant phony money.
Oh.
Is that her?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you just have to be my Valentine tonight.
Oh.
Did you hear? Well, what do I have to do to get the $10,000?
Yeah.
And she won't even be his Valentine for 10 grand.
Oh.
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 I love the, so you're not going to do it? No, I just can't. Well, give me all that stuff back.
I'm going to need all that back then. All right, so we have steel wool, military playset, pregnancy test, anti-itch cream, socks and cereal, or crazy glue.
Let's go crazy glue.
Okay, crazy glue. Trey?
Hello. Phyllis. How would you be my Valentine?
Yes.
Well, because I'd like, I got some crazy glue, because I'd like to be stuck to you all night. And now, with this crazy strong, crazy fast, crazy glue with precision tip, your dreams can become a reality. At least until the skin peels off. eventually. So, you give me my Valentine.
Thank you so much.
So, what did you get me?
I got you this right here.
What is it? Just a cap?
This is the, no, it's the, it's the caps off my love for you.
Well, I mean, that's not really a tangible trade.
It is.
That costs a lot of money.
Do
you have any cash from your wallet?
Oh, I do. Come on. Stop it. What else you got there?
Hey,
oh, wow.
Yeah. You got the military play set for...
All right, pause it there. Is this Phyllis?
That's
yes,
Phyllis.
This is Phyllis.
He asked her if she had any cash in her wallet.
What did she give him? I couldn't understand.
A cap to her drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's crap.
That's the best, is he gives her a tube of crazy glue and says, so what did you get me?
So that's the question that we wanted him to enforce in every one of these after he gives them these dollar items is, what'd you get me? So at least she came up with something.
Yes. All right, let's go.
Let's go steel wool.
I like steel
wool. It's a bag of steel wool.
It's big. It's a big bag of steel wool.
Yeah.
And by the way, to a woman, every one of these prospective Valentines, they kept their presents. Then none of them. Well, I guess Phyllis is going to be his Valentine, right? She said yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They kept their presents.
Trey, I'm just here because I wanted to see if you would be my Valentine. I got you a bag of steel wool, and now what did you get me?
I'll accept this if you'll come over and scrub down my grill with it.
Scrub down the grill?
Uh-huh.
I mean, how much are you going to pay me for that?
You get the pleasure of my company, Valentine.
Okay, well, that's not exactly what I had in mind.
What did you have in mind, Vineyard Vines? Let's see what else you got in your bag.
No, don't need to see what else is in your bag. I appreciate it. If you want the steel wool, you can have it. But I'm going to need some cash. I'm really struggling.
You're struggling?
Yeah. No, you don't need any money.
Aww.
You really don't need money. Thank you, though.
It's so awkward. He asked for cash and then says, you don't need to give me any money.
Is she reaching in there to give him money or something?
So, yeah. And then she was trying to look through his bag of tricks, and he wanted no part of that. Oh, God.
All right, let's do the pregnancy, the dollar pregnancy test. Yeah, I agree. If you're worried about being pregnant, I would not use the one from the dollar store.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not going to give you the straight scoop here, so to speak.
My name's Trent. How are you doing? What's your name?
Dayana.
Yes. Great name, Dayana.
Thank you.
So, would you be my Valentine today?
Yes.
And if so, if I can find it, you're going to need...
Am I going to get shocked by something?
No, you're going to need this handy U-Check pregnancy strip test.
Mercy.
It's over 99% accurate. So you know it's good. And for sure, you're going to need, if I can find it... You know, this fresh tube of Dr. Anti-Itch Cream. You know, poison oak, poison ivy, insect bites, it does the works.
Oh, Lord,
so, I mean,
where does that go?
I, you know, you tell me where it goes. I don't really know. I don't know these things. So, if you say, yeah, if you want to do a Valentine, I got all this great stuff.
Yeah. So exciting.
I mean, it's, you know, we got to be safe these days. This economy.
I don't know if a pregnancy test necessarily safe, like after the fact.
Well, I mean, we can always, it's always good to know.
I've almost pretended it's like...
Got an audience.
Oh my God. Ryan, do I say yes? Okay, all right, I'll be your Valentine.
You'll be my Valentine.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you get me?
I got you this lovely, alcohol.
For when
the pregnancy test comes back.
That's what we're going to need. We're going to need a lot of this. I appreciate it. What was your name again?
Dayana,
thank you so much, Dayana.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So who's Dayana?
I don't know. She played along and gave him booze because she said they're going to need this after the results of the pregnancy test.
That's awesome.
Hmm.
Let's go.
We got socks and cereal or military playset.
Let's go military.
All right.
Hey, Carol. My name is Trey. I heard you're really into Rambo. Well, you're in luck because I'm the Rambo of love. Now, with this 6-piece military set, recommended for children 3 and up, we can act out your wildest Guantanamo Bay fantasy. Will you be my Valentine?
Sure.
Now, what did you get me?
I have candy.
That's, not I mean, this enough. Is a few dollars. I'll take the candy. I mean, I was expecting a little more. I don't know. Candy, but.
You surprised me. I really didn't think I had
that one. They just ran up.
I know. That looks really dangerous.
But. Yeah. Would you be my Valentine?
I didn't get you a gift.
Well, I didn't forget it. Sorry.
I wasn't warned.
That's all good. Well, get the military set. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Keep the military set.
That's my favorite one. Okay, so. I don't know if you can hear that. Audio's really bad. Hello, I heard you're really into Rambo. Well, you're in luck because I'm the Rambo of love. With this 6-piece military playset recommended for children 3 and up, we can act out your wildest Guantanamo Bay fantasy tonight. And I liked how he's trying to barter with her to get more stuff from her. And his copy point, ages 3 and up.
Yeah. All right, last one.
Socks and cereal.
Okay.
Ooh. Hello, what's your name?
Gofiona Ovonovich.
Gofiona Ovonovich. All right, I like that. Hello, would you be my Valentine tonight?
Sure, why not?
Oh, that's a fake name. I was going to say, it's very Bond villainish.
Thank you.
Hello, all right, so would you be my Valentine tonight? If so, you're going to need these socks to protect yourself from my awful case of eczema. Really bad down there.
I've had protective lots of things, but never protective socks.
Yes, protecting. You can use these not just for your feet. And don't worry though, because in the morning, thank you, a delicious breakfast in bed. We got Cap'n Crunch Cinnamon Roll Crunch Cereal, which is part of a balanced breakfast. So if you want to accept this.
Very nice. Diabetes in a bulk.
Yes. Yes. Now, what did you get me?
What did I get you?
Yeah.
I could get you one of my friends off of page 6 of the Mail Order Brad catalog. I think you like her.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's not like tangible right now.
No, you'd have to ship her over.
No, so I'm going to need all that back.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Who is that?
I don't know, but she's doing bits.
Okay.
That's a fake accent.
Oh, Trey.
So incredibly awkward.
I hope you learned a lesson with your audio, Trey. Your tin can audio.
Yeah, stick to your phone.
Yeah, man. Don't try to make it too technical.